Yes, sir. What's good? What's good? What's going on, everybody? You already know what it is. We're back with another episode of the Over Exaggerated Podcast. And today, out of all days, it's a mournful day more than it is a special day. Gonna be mourning my man Nick Chubb and Saquon. Tough weekend for the running backs. Just as we was about to get rid of the position, guys are going down left and right, and we still need to pick them up. So, hey, man, running backs, get paid. Get ready to get paid, because a few guys, there's guys needed in Cleveland and out there in New York right now. So, you already know, though. Cam, how you doing, though, man?
Chilling. Having fun, work, got off, came home, ate some food. You hit me up, got to talk about sports, so let's knock these all out the way.
All right, y'all. So yesterday we had two Monday night games, not one but two. I kind of like the format, just seeing one earlier in the night and then getting to see that Browns game lasted a long time, if you ask me, but That Panthers game was the first game I wanted to talk about. I think it was kind of, I don't know, pedestrian is how I'll say it. It was kind of slow. The score was really, it was like 3-3 for a long time, 6-3 for a long time. So, what's that down here? Pull it up just so y'all can see. I mean, it ended up being 20-17. Derek Carr did have over 225. Taysom Hill had to step into the game. Unfortunately, Jamal Williams also had to step out of the game last night. Like I said, tough weekend for the running backs for sure. Chris Olave, he had a slow night. He didn't get it going until late, but when he did, it was important. You see right here, nobody played a better game. They're not even going to show up, but nobody. I think Mike Thomas had a pretty good night last night, guys. Coming back, I mean, 7-55, Rashid Shaheed, he definitely had a good night. He was making good plays down the field, 45. Chuba Hubbard, he did end up getting into the game, doing a few things in the receiving-wise. Rushing-wise, he didn't really do too much. Miles Sanders didn't really do too much. It was kind of just a rough night. Bryce didn't throw an interception this week, but was put on the ground four times, was just out there, 22-33. Watching him, he looked a lot better. I will say that. I'm not going to lie. Looking at Bryce, he looked a lot better. But definitely just not what I thought it was going to be out of that, out of a Monday night game, primetime-wise. This Browns game, a little bit different. Little bit different of a tone. Cam was telling me, what'd you say, Cam? It was like a fumble, a missed field goal, and an interception all in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was, I'm pretty sure, four turnovers all in the first quarter with the missed field goal on top of it, all in the first quarter.
Okay. So I was like, I honestly tapped in a little bit after the first half. I did see them go back in time. I watched that first quarter play where they, quote unquote, went back in time, and Deshaun had fumbled the ball. Apparently, Mike Tomlin swore he seen Deshaun fumble the ball. He throws the challenge flag out. They go back, replay, pretty much adding 20 seconds on the clock. Went back into the first quarter. We were already in the second quarter, so I don't know. It was just a weird day. Nick Chubb unfortunately gets hurt. Like I said, if you guys seen the replay, I'm not gonna pull it up, it's just a little too brutal, but that man did have that he got up like the way he did just after that hit was just crazy, but definitely had the crowd oohing and ahhing for sure.
He was running good too. That's the sucky for Cleveland's whole, I'm pretty sure before he went out, they were moving the ball pretty good. And after he went out, the three drives after were all three and outs, like straight. It was so bad once he left the game. And the Cleveland was doing really good before he left. Hey, So I gotta have depth.
Facts, facts. I mean, that guy is a momentum shifter. I mean, and the fact that they didn't have Kareem Hunt to just kind of back him up,
man,
does kind of suck. And this kind of happened last time when Kareem wasn't really around at first. Nick Chubb just had a whole lot more of the load he had to carry, and then things like this can happen. So, as you see down here, George Pickens, 4 receptions, 127 yards. Honestly, this stat line is crazy, but he didn't really pick up too many yards until the end of the game. He had a big 78-yard reception that was crazy, really shifted the momentum of the game. Like, before that, Kenny Pickett and him really weren't getting it going, but, I mean, shout out to George. He really had a great night. The guy is really coming into his own. Jay Ford coming in, 16 carries, 106 for Nick Chubb. I mean, what more can you ask out of a guy who's filling in for one of the best running backs in the league? So,
you can't ask for much. It was crazy to see the dip off. Ford came in and it was a 3rd and 1. I'm pretty sure he came in on, and he couldn't get the yard. They went with an option play on 4th and 1 because they didn't trust handing it to him. It was pretty crazy to see the dip off.
The Steelers were ready for him, man. You cannot lie. I was going to say, the Steelers were definitely ready. It's a divisional game. We talked about that last week. It's a divisional game. They were going to play it close. Unfortunately, the Browns just couldn't get it done, man. So, look, maybe moving next forward, week, let's go back up to the top. This Thursday night game, guys, I don't even think you remember the DeAndre Swift game. Should we call it that? The man was turning up. He was doing his thing. Kirk Cousins balled out. This is another game that, just if you really look at the score, it looks like it was crazy. It was a battle. But, I mean, the Eagles were really – I was telling Cam and Alex, they don't agree with me, but I really think the Eagles was tapping that ass all night until it was just – you know what I'm saying? Kirk Cousins had to show up, but – if you guys know Kirk Cousins, I want to say his record is like still, it might be 0-10, 0-11. He finally got one, but his like Monday night record or his primetime record is really bad, y'all. Like, it's bad. So I can't lie. I'm being 100% for, I'm being honest, bro. Like, I remember at one point it was 0-8, and like, it's only gotten worse since then. He's not a Monday night quarterback, that's for sure. Jalen Hurts didn't have the craziest game, but he was out there throwing it. You know what I mean? He had a few. He had two. He didn't have the craziest game through the air, but he did have 2 rushing touchdowns. You know that rugby play is always going to get him into the end zone at least once a game. Y'all got to bet it. Devontae Smith, y'all see him right here. The guy was turning up. A.J. Brown didn't have the best game. Dallas Goedert, neither did he. Jordan Addison, though, got to give it to this guy. 62-yard. Hey, he was out there really trying to give these guys a chance. Justin Jefferson doing his thing. Pretty sure this is they took a touchdown away from my mans. They took a I don't know if y'all know about the rule or not, but pretty much he fumbled inbounds in the end zone, which makes it a touchback, which means the Eagles get the ball on the 25-yard line or the 20-yard line. Like, honestly, it sucks for him because that would have been his first touchdown of the season. He's like, what? He's 300 yards deep with no touchdown. 300 yards. 150 in the first game, 159 in the second game. Thursday night, what more does the man got to do? He's coming off of a long week. I know he's going to be hungry for a touchdown in week 3. Can you book it, Cam?
I want to book it, but the Vikings offense, I don't know, bro. It's like the whole first quarter, it was like the Eagles were doing everything they could to give the Vikings this game. It's like the offense could not figure it out. And then, like you said, the Eagles came out in that second quarter and they turned it up and started playing like the Philadelphia Eagles we knew last year. And it's like the Vikings always wait until they're down by like 3 touchdowns or 17 points on some ridiculous shit And then they decide to turn it up. And like, I bet the under on this game. You feel me? I'm thinking I'm cool. I'm smooth sailing into the second half, like 7-3-3, zip it. Something low. I'm sitting there cool. And then all of a sudden, Kirk Cousins and the boys come on fire. But I don't know. I want to put some juice behind what I saw in the second half from this Vikings offense. But that first quarter, it was like the Eagles did everything they could to give them the game. And the offense can never figure it out until their backs are against the wall and they need to make something happen. And then they want to go and be fucking competitive. So I don't know. I'm done having faith in what they got going on in Minnesota right now.
I felt that, man. Definitely not what people would have thought them coming into the season 0-2. But after looking at the schedule, I mean, you would definitely would have thought they were 1-1. So, I mean, you would have thought they had a chance coming in there. You look at the score, it does look like they had a chance. But after really watching, I mean, like, you see it down right here. Philly just was lighting them up all game. So moving forward, gotta get out of there. That game just, it was good. It was definitely a good Thursday night game compared to the Monday night games. You can definitely say, but a lot of these games were close. A lot of these games were pretty good. They came down to one possession games, things like that. Ritter, Packers, Lambeau took an L. Y'all, honestly, I was sitting there kind of wondering where the Packers are going to get a dub. You just seen Jordan Love have a great game last week. But Desmond Ridder, the man, the myth, the legend himself, hasn't lost at home. Not in college, probably not in high school, and not in the NFL. And he continues that streak against the Green Bay Packers. I was a little upset. Drake London performed this week. He's a fantasy guy. I'm not sure if I'm keeping around. Bijan doing his thing. Doesn't get in the end zone, though. Does hurt. It does hurt. Let's see what else we got here. Desmond Ridder playing a great game. He showed out towards the end of that game as well. Ty Algier, 16 carries. Not doing as much, but still getting a lot of the load. Desmond Ridder doing his thing with 10 carries as well.
I think it was 24-11 in the freaking fourth quarter. No, Pat, no.
Jordan Love's
first loss, well, bruh. Like, we got to pull that one out, coach.
Yeah, 24-12 going in that fourth quarter. 13 unanswered points to win the game.
Tough.
Crazy. Definitely crazy game. Quay Walker was out there doing his thing. 17 tackles, 8 solos. Devontae Campbell. Quay coming into his own. What do you think about that, Cam? I know it's probably going to be a weekly topic. Is Quay Walker the leader of the defense after being such a, I'm not going to say the word, but.
I will say I watched obviously a little bit of the game. I didn't get to watch every single quarter, every single second. That was a part of the 1 o'clock slate, I'm pretty sure. So I was bouncing back and forth. Quay is calling the plays. He's the real Mike middle linebacker out there. He's matured. We literally, like, I don't know if you've watched any of the highlights, but Bijan Robinson is a beast, bro. Like, he. He's cuts. He's quick. He knows how to see the field. And there was like every other play, the only person that was able to match his athleticism and bring him down to the ground was Quay Walker and the Georgia athleticism he brought. So he's maturing. Hopefully he doesn't shove another trainer on some crazy shit and get himself ejected from a game. But he's playing good football right now. Come on. Shout out Quay. For real.
So if you look over there to the right, you see a 2023 NFC North standings. You guys are number one, tied with Detroit. And guess who's number three? 0-2, the Minnesota Vikings. Number four, 0-2, the Chicago Bears. Do the Chicago Bears get a win this season?
I think they do. I think a lot of people were expecting them to just obviously come out and be a totally brand new team with DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Justin Fields, how he looked last year, all these defensive guys. You know, it's still Chicago. Oh my God. Still young. They still got a lot to learn. They got to learn to play. They got to mesh together. You feel me? They gotta lose together before you can win together, obviously. Some people forget that. Some people just expect everything to just hit right away. I mean, give us some time out there in Chicago. Let's start getting some win. Minnesota, a little bit more worried about Minnesota. But Chicago, they all right. They got some time in Chicago.
For sure. Okay. Okay. So, moving forward, let me scroll down. That Bills game, I was saying the Raiders could maybe get a dub. Josh Allen ended up turning up a little bit, bouncing back. You see it. Allen and the Bills bounce back from the season opening dub with a 38-10 round of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gabe Davis having a good game. James Cook coming into his own now. Is there more to say?
No, not really. Is Jimmy G the guy?
I mean, that first quarter looked good, didn't it?
It didn't look bad.
The first quarter looked really good, y'all. Like, that's I think that's crazy because it was 7-7 at one point. Jimmy G did throw two interceptions, though. Like, that's tough. Devontae Adams had 84 yards. I mean, it wasn't like they were never not in it until that third and fourth quarter. Like, until the second half when the Bills just said, no, like, we're just going to kind of do our thing now. Don't worry about it. Latavius Murray, Damian Harris said James Cook who, but then James Cook still came in and got his yards. Like, it was crazy. Khalil Shakir, Dawson Knox, taking away touchdowns from Stephon Diggs. Are they taken away?
Dawson gets his. He's always gonna get his red zone targets, especially when they get down there. I mean, yeah, there's enough love for that to go around in Buffalo's offense for everybody. They got the rookie now, tight end. They're trying to get him. They tried to hit him in the end zone. They weren't even trying to hit Dawson. They were trying to get the rookie his first touchdown. So they got a lot of love going around out there. I didn't think Latavius was ever gonna get in. I really did not think Latavius was ever going to be valuable out there. He had more. I think he might have had more touches than James Cook in the first half, the whole damn half. Like, it was frustrating. I'm not gonna lie.
So, do you run to the waivers and grab Latavius?
No, because honestly, the Buffalo running back position has been so inconsistent the past like 4 or 5 years. Just. To Darius Moss, Naheem Hines, like, they had so many dudes that just didn't pan out. We all thought they were going to be sweet. They would give us a week where they had like 15. You're like, ooh, we can believe in it. And then boom, back down to 3 points on 5 carries and 7 yards. So, nah, I don't think so.
For sure, for sure. I definitely think Raiders will bounce back next week. Not the biggest Raiders supporter, but they'll have a better game. Right here. Ravens, Bengals, divisional matchup. Another game where you're sitting here wondering, like, are the Ravens 2-0 and the Bengals 0-2 right now? Pretty sure Odell got hurt. Told you. They're not going to talk about Odell, but
come
look.
On, bro.
I'm just saying.
They said it wasn't that bad. It was an ankle injury.
Okay. Okay. Gus Edwards. Is that a man to pick up? Like, are people sleeping on Gus?
He did have a good night.
Especially with Dobbins being out. I mean, you got to wonder who you're picking up. Justice Hill or Gus Edwards. That might be a pickup.
If you don't got a running back, definitely. You might as well. I mean, who knows how long JK will be out.
Nelson Aguilar, Zay Flowers. I mean, Odell still had him some good time in there. Okay, Odell, Mark Andrews doing his thing. I mean, T. Higgins doing what T. does. When people think it's going to be Jamal, they throw T. at you. When you think it's going to be T., they do the Tyler Boyd show. Like, we're not far from this team being that. We're 3 points away. We a scoreless first quarter from winning the game. What happened? We lost to basically two divisional rivals.
Yeah. Now to climb up the rest of the year.
I'd blame Joe, but I know it's not him. I know it's a lot of that line, and just the team in general just has things going on that is not going to be fixed with just slinging the ball around. Like, Living the Mix was the only running back out there. They need a backup. Gino. Stop. Just when you thought it was over.
I thought it was over.
I had to take the Lions to overtime. Gino Smith. 328. Two touchdowns. Pretty sure that was Tyler Lockett with the game-winning touchdown. Yeah. Yeah, it was. You see it right here. Listen. Just when we were doubting not only Tyler, but Gino as well, wondering had they wrote back to the NFL? Had they submitted their letters of intent to be asked? They say, no, sir. Didn't write anything. I mean, guys, the guy went to West Virginia. He's been here since 2013. He's just now getting his shot.
Drew Locke is propaganda right now.
No, I meant to click box score and it brought him up. But I'm just telling you. I mean, even when Jared Goff, 323 himself, that pick. Jared Goff is always he's due for a pick every single game. I feel like you can book it. I feel like also. Why are we jipping Jameer on the runs? Why are we doing this to the young running backs? Instead of giving them touches running the ball, we're giving them a few touches running the ball. If you make a pop, good. If you don't, we're just going to dump it down to you. And I mean, great for fantasy owners. Like, you're going to be getting extra points, this, that, and the third. But I mean, what about this guy who just went to college, grew up, is wanting to be a running back, and all he's doing is being a glorified receiver, a slot back. I don't know, man. And Jigba, Disley, Parkinson, I mean, no offense, damn. They pulled out all three tight ends just to beat these guys. Lockett, Metcalf did have good days out there. Like I said, Lockett with two tutties and the game-winning touchdown to save the day. Kenneth Walker, not the best day for Kenneth Walker, under 50 yards, but hey, we've all got to have one of those. Mm. A win's a win, right?
Solid win.
Pete Carroll, you still out there?
Yep.
That's a staple for Pete. Are we keeping Pete based on wins like these, or are we just kind of waiting until the season's over, looking for a new coach? Does anybody really want to go out there to Seattle?
Nah. I mean, you're living and dying by Geno right now. Last week, his week wasn't great. And like, when he doesn't play great, their offensive line also isn't that good. So it kind of just all folds in on itself. But when Geno does elevate his game above the bad line play and he kind of gets rid of the ball quick, he's hitting his receivers. He was hitting Lockett. I think he hit Lockett like 10 times versus like three targets the week before. When they're moving the ball like that, kind of all on the same page, the Seahawks do look like, I don't want to say playoff team or nothing like that, but they look like a team that can compete. So, I mean, I think Pete Carroll's a good coach. He's doing it without Russell Wilson, his prized possession for all them years who left and made it seem like, oh, the coach doesn't know what he's doing. I want to do this, but Pete Carroll wants to do this. And to get all this that he's gotten out of, Geno got the man a job, you know. I wouldn't let go of Pete, but, you know, we'll see what they
got
do.
Got the man a job? Come on now.
He didn't get him a job. He put him in position to earn his own job. That's how I'll say it.
I got you. Moving forward.
Oh, my God.
Titans, Jay Chargers,
Herbo.
Tried to tell y'all, not only is Jay Herbo just hey, I'm not a fan of the guy. I told you before, I'll tell you again, not the biggest fan of him. But I knew the Titans could win. Yeah, it was an overtime win, but I knew it. Derrick Henry, 25 carries, only 80 yards. He didn't even have the best game he could have had. Treylon Burks coming out of the woodworks with a little bit of a good game. I mean, his longest yard, his longest bomb was a 70-yarder. Treylon, welcome back. Haven't seen you do that since Arkansas, son. Look, I think some of the guys on this team over here, Derwin James, Kenneth Murray Jr., I mean, Thule, you see all, bro, a lot of these guys, they were doing pretty good. And JC, yeah, I don't know. It's not even that you weren't locking up D-Hop. You weren't. You didn't. Anyone can get beat by Treylon out there just the way you did it. I don't think it's that. I think it's more just the fact that the Chargers and the way they play football, like, they do go for it on fourth down a lot. Brandon Staley is risky. He's a risky coach. Austin Eckler didn't play. That was probably the biggest factor in that game, was that they didn't have Eckler. Josh Kelly isn't the worst back, but, I mean, backing up a guy like Eckler, you're not going to even remotely be close to what he can produce. So,
yeah.
Not the best game.
I mean, as the Chargers, though, like, you've had so many opportunities in these games where it's like they come down to the last possession, or kind of like last week with the Dolphins, just back and forth. And for some reason, the Chargers find a way to lose those games. Like, they either blow a team out, they lose by like 3 points. It's never just they get decimated. They have no shot. Like, even when all the injuries they had last year, a lot of games was like came down to the final possession, the Chargers just find a way to not get it done. They got to figure it out in these late games, bro. Especially, like, there's no reason why the Titans should be beating them without Austin Eckler or not. I don't care.
No, that's facts. I mean, it is crazy. It's just another team that if you really look at their schedule, you probably would have thought they were going to be 1-1. Probably 0-1 going into this. I probably would have picked Miami to beat the Chargers anyways. But then coming into this game, I mean, after seeing how the Titans played last week, I definitely thought they had a chance, but a lot of people would have chose the Chargers trying to beat the Titans. And like I said, another team that's just sitting there at 0-2, probably should be 1-1, 2-0, had they been playing as good as this stat line right here with the 305, two touchdowns. I mean, Keenan Allen and Justin Herbert look like they linked up for a vintage night, but
hey.
Losing by three doesn't cut the bills, man.
Oh.
The Bears. Baker. That's a team that people probably didn't think was going to be 2-0. And Baker and them could be 3-0 when it's all said and done. Mike Evans, you would have thought Brady was out there throwing to him the way it was, 6 for 171 and a tutty. I know he was loving it, bro. Mike Evans is one of those guys, when he's not getting his touches, he's visibly upset. He's showing it all the time. He's not, when he's not performing, he's mad. But Mike, showing him why he's still a fantasy option. You can still pick him up. Rashad White doing his thing as well. But Justin, do we blame Justin? Are you blaming it more on the O-line? What can you take away from the Bears in a game like this?
I think Justin could do himself some favor. Okay, first of all, the coaches are not doing Justin any favors by making him stand in the pocket and, like, try to be Trevor Lawrence. That's not who he is. Like, you're going to have to roll him out. You're going to have to get his legs moving, get him off base so that he can stretch these defenses. Like, you're limiting yourself to one side of the field, but those are his strengths right now. I do feel like, though, Justin, he takes way too many sacks, bro. Like, and even, like, when he doesn't take a sack and he does get rid of it, it's like he just waits too long. He kind of depends on his athleticism, and he has it. It's like, bro, Justin, at some point, bro, you got to start getting rid of these balls, getting them out of bounds. Like, taking these sacks and putting yourself in third and longs for no reason just in hopes that you might catch DJ Moore and on a crossing route a little bit later than you wanted to. It has to stop. At some point, you guys got to get to playing actual football and keeping the damn ball where you're at. Stop hurting yourself, shooting yourself in the foot every time it happens. Again, like I said earlier, they'll figure it out, bro. They're young. Justin's second year, he's still getting used to running the offense. They're trying to change up everything he's doing every other year. I think they'll really look good in these next coming weeks.
He did fumble twice. I'll give you that. I mean, DJ Moore did have a DJ Moore had a bounce back game. Chase Claypool actually got involved in the offense. Khalil Herbert, I almost said Roscoe, but that says Roshan. I mean, Khalil Roshan, y'all gotta do a better job of getting involved in the rushing. I don't know. Same thing out there with Tampa Bay. I mean, you can't have Rashad White out there with 17 carries, and then Baker Mayfield with 6, the second leading rusher on the team. Like, guys, it's been a ascending trend of these quarterbacks having equal amount of yards to some of these second running backs, and like that's with. And, like, obviously Chase Edmonds only had 2 carries. I mean, he carried it 6 yards 2 times. What more can you ask for? I mean, he didn't get the chance. Or, no, actually, he went for 1 that was for 14, and then the other one was must have just been for what? Negative 2 yards? Okay, Chase, maybe hey. Not. I'm just saying, man, like, This cannot be a trend. Even with Baker averaging 2.8 yards, and Baker's gonna rush, he's gonna leave the pocket and he's gonna try to get those first downs. But I mean, Chase, like you got a whole other guy you're paying, and I know Chase Edmonds isn't making anything less than $2 million. So I don't know. It's just silly. Chase. But great shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, getting that dub. Really thought the Bears could pull it around going 0-2. The Chiefs, after taking an L with their man, Travis Kelce, out. Travis Kelce comes back. They were playing it kind of close with the Jags that first half. Like, people were scared. It was a nail biter. People were thinking, oh my God, are the Chiefs going to start out 0-2? Is this the type of NFL we're living in? And some people really wanted that. I'm all for the parity. Seeing the Chiefs 0-2 would have been kind of crazy. Jags 2-0, that would have been wild. But you see right here, Pat Mahomes not having too bad of a game. Pacheco, look again, second leading rusher. Pat Mahomes, second leading rusher. Trevor Lawrence, it's a trend, people. The quarterbacks are taking off. Sky Moore had a day. Travis Kelce did just enough. Had a little red zone touchdown. Sky Moore, little touchdown as well. And then Justin Watson, Noah Gray. We're giving a lot of people that we don't know from this Chiefs team clout right now. They're doing their thing, catching the ball. Kadarius Toney, 5 for 5, 35 yards. Fake news? Is Kadarius back? Are people going to talk about that?
I don't think he ever left.
There was not a lot of drop balls out there that night. Christian Kirk threw a pass. Wow. The
Jags are another team that feels like they got a whole bunch of talent. Feels like they just went and got addressed a lot of freaking areas of concern from last season. And I said it last week, Trevor Lawrence looked a little bit less improved than I thought he would, and it's just another week where it's like, damn, Trevor Lawrence finds a way to make them plays that he was making in college. It's like, can we get one of those throws down the field to Calvin Ridley or Christian Kirk, who had an amazing game? Like, can we put one of these damn drives in the end zone? 3 field goals is really good. Chiefs didn't play all the way great. Jaguars are another one of those teams, man. It's like, we got everything. We got the running back we want. We got the receivers we want, finally. We got defense we want. For some reason, we're still losing these games. Gotta figure shit out, guy.
That's facts. So when Kadarius Toney drops a few balls in the game, first game of the year against the Lions. It's a problem. But Zay Jones, in probably one of our biggest games of the year already, 6 targets, 0 receptions.
Jeez.
Coach, when are we going to stop going to Zay? Because I was sitting, I'm like, damn, Zay didn't have no yards. Damn. They didn't even go to Zay. But then I look, they went to him 6 times.
That is tough. That's bad.
And right here, we got the Ernest putting up 1 carry, 8 yards. If y'all remember the... The Browns could have used you last night. Just saying.
No, literally. Could have used you.
So, I don't know why you ever left, bruh. I don't know if the Jags are paying you how much, but it can't be worth 1 yard or 1 carry, 8 yards, bruh. It can't be.
You would
Nick Chubb just went out, bro. The Ernest
would have literally been the man.
They'd have,
He runs too hard, bro.
I guess so.
They know they're gonna have to pay him a max contract. They let him run crazy, bro. That's why they just put him on the bench.
He probably didn't like Cleveland.
He got 8 yards on 1 carry. That's immaculate. He averages 8 yards a carry. We not paying him, bro.
Cut it out, bro. All right, man. All right. A few more games left. Colts. Texans tried to tell y'all Richardson scored twice before leaving the game. Guess who comes in? Gardner Minshew mania himself. I mean, CJ, first divisional game, you really thought he was going to pull it out?
I don't even think the score really does justice. The Texans didn't look in this at all, right? It's like, why can't Damian Pierce get it going? They just drafted Will Anderson. I'm not saying the defense is supposed to be amazing, but like they were, I'm pretty sure, like the 8th or 9th best defense in fantasy last year, and taking a step all the way backward. It's like, Anthony Richardson, come on, guys. Like, we got to get our rookie quarterback his first win. We let it slip last week. I thought they could come in here against another rookie quarterback without Jonathan Taylor and do something. But nah, they coasted. Like, the play calling again was conservative. I don't know. I hope CJ can get his first win. He had 384 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Like, he looks good. And they're not putting him in position to actually go out there and take the game.
Not going to lie, CJ is doing his thing a lot better than Bryce. I didn't think CJ was going to be that built for the league, but been wrong about a lot of things. Going to be wrong again. Congrats, CJ. Colts, though, doing their thing, 1-1. We'll see if we can get it done. Dubs. Moving forward, the Rams finally getting outdone by those Niners. No more they own. Matt Stafford, though, getting it to Puka Nuka. I mean, like, is it...
Nakua, sorry.
Is it... Not you, Puka. Is it more just the fact that Matt Stafford can only throw it to one guy 15 times? Like, is he that quarterback? Like, is it that kid that can only throw it to the one guy? Like, he's only locked in on him. He'll still have great games. It'll still be close. But, hey, just be prepared for this one guy to get the ball so much. I mean, even then, Tutu Atwell does get it a little bit. Kyren Williams, like, there's basically, like, what, 2 receivers really getting the ball? This is a running back and a tight end. Crazy. Cam Akers tweeting, wondering where he's at. Where's Cam Akers? Why is he not on the field? Who's this Kyren Williams kid? And why is Matt Stafford the second leading rusher for the Rams?
Matt. Guys.
This is like, what is that? That's like the 5th or 6th team. And these aren't even running quarterbacks for some of them. Christian McCaffrey doing what Christian McCaffrey does. guys, pray on his come up, his healthiness. You know, we don't need another perennial running back going down right now.
True.
And Jonathan Taylor is loading while all these guys are getting hurt.
Mm.
True. Just saying.
How do you
Brandon
feel?
Ayuk didn't have a... Go ahead.
This game was 30-20 with 5 seconds left, I believe. And the Rams, with a 7.5 spread, sent their field goal team out there to kick a, like, 58-yard field goal and lose by 7. It was time literally expired off the clock, which had all of Twitter saying, wow, like, that field goal was literally betting-related. This is rigged. You cannot tell me I did. Everyone that bet the under literally lost because of a field goal that did not help the Rams win the game. Are we really doing this?
What did you want us to do? Not send so it, bro. Come on. And y'all think it was betting related? It could have been fantasy related. My coach, bro, needed that kick. Needed it. And it was a long one. Like, bro, what? What? Y'all are just going to bring it to the betting odds. Like, bro, come on. Like, we want to save face. 30-20. 30-20, guys, we did not play like we lost 10. We did not play out there like we lost 10 by 10. Come on, you see it right here. We scored 14 in that second quarter. We found something. They only got they only got 3 on us in the third quarter. Granted, we didn't score, but that's because they were running the ball and doing this, that, and the third. Like, bro, come on. We were right there in it. Bro, no, bro. Look, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When the third quarter started, it was 20-17.
Oh, and it was that close. That's actually crazy.
Fourth quarter, 20-17. They just ended up getting a touchdown and a field goal. We got our field goal. We just didn't have time to get our touchdown. So we had another field goal. Like I said, bro, they're going to say we lost by 10, but we lost by 7 that night.
Mm.
Let's see what else we got. That is tough, though. I'd have been pissed.
Home run stretch.
I'd have been real hot. Daniel Jones overcoming a 21-point deficit, y'all. And if y'all don't know, Joshua Dobbs is really out there doing the damn thing, but then just couldn't get it done. Rondale Moore was nowhere to be found. Jalin Hyatt taking the top off 2 times on them boys.
Oh, Jalen.
58-yarder. He was doing his thing. I told you, he's going to be a deep threat. Y'all got to have him if you don't. Some people got to have him. You see the Arizona receiver. Nothing too crazy. Pretty pedestrian night from the boys. I mean, James Conner, Joshua Dobbs, second receiver or rusher on the team. Daniel Jones, second rusher on the team. Wow. Daniel Jones almost with a 70 piece. I mean, he almost had 60 right there. His longest was 15, almost the same as Saquon. Saquon going down with an injury. He almost added more. Bro, he almost had more rushing yards than Saquon did. Literally on less carries from the quarterback position.
Come on, James Conner, though. The quarterback can get that little 15-yard scamper just on some play broke down scramble shit.
I don't know, man. It's starting to get embarrassing at this point. James Conner, though, like I said, had a good night. Cardinals, they fought 0-2, but that's not surprising. It does suck because this was a close game. They definitely should have won. Letting them come back 21 points is just fucking ridiculous. Like, that's 3 touchdowns, y'all. Come on. We got to be better than that.
Yeah,
few more games, man. Jets, Cowboys, a lot of people thought the Jets were going to win, thought it could be close, but the Cowboys, they get two New York teams, two in a row. Tony Pollard didn't have the best game, but CeeDee Lamb out there picking up the slack. Dak Prescott, not doing too bad. Zach Wilson did throw three picks, though, guys. Is it time to get a new quarterback? Was it already been time to get a new quarterback, or like, what's the move?
I say let him finish the year, kind of.
Again?
This is just pure me. They probably won't even do this. I say finish the year. You drafted him second overall. You went and got Aaron Rodgers. You just spent the whole offseason studying behind him. It's not a long time. I'm just saying, like, if Zach Wilson's going to show you anything worth keeping, he's going to do it this year. And it's probably not going to happen until, like, six games in when he starts playing good football. But, like, it's really the last chance you kind of have to see if the Zach Wilson experiment can work. Three picks is tough. Like, they just made Daniel Jones. They literally shut out Daniel Jones. He just put up 31 in a 21-point comeback.
I feel that the fact that he even scored is even just amazing, huh? I mean, I guess, but bro, he was the leading rusher. Is that an attribute to what? Is that no? Does that speak to that D line?
My boy Brees Hall had. I got Brees in fantasy, so I think he had 5 carries and literally had 2 yards. Like, bro, they shut that shit down so bad. It was so bad.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way that the Dallas line is just that crazy.
I didn't think they were either. I don't think they're better than, shit, even Pittsburgh Steelers line. But they just, you got Michael Parsons over there on the one end. You got Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore now on the back end protecting you. Like, they got some freaking names out there. You got all that experience. There's not a lot of things they haven't seen. But got that. Go ahead.
My bad. I was about to say, we have Breece Hall, Michael Carter, and Dalvin Cook.
Well, bro, you just named, okay, Dalvin.
And all, and Michael. Bro, they, come on, bro. They didn't Dalvin even attribute for there. More than 30 yards.
Breece is young. And hurt.
I'll give you that one.
I'll figure it out. That's a good defense.
Lazard. Got involved. Tyler Conklin got involved. Not bad. Not bad. Tony Pollard. Deuce Vaughn over there got involved. I mean, Tony Pollard did have a good receiving night. 7 for 37. That's not bad for a running back, especially when you're picking up a 19-yarder.
Oh, wait. Oh, I dropped Deuce Vaughn. Oh.
I think he ended up only with like 5 or 6, bro. It's not that bad.
Oh, I was about to say. I dropped him. I didn't use him at all last week, I don't think.
Is it Dallas's year?
Could be.
Dak just has to play a little bit better. They could trade for one more receiver and be just fine.
Moving forward. We can't be here already.
Bro, 2-0. Stephen A., get ready to eat your words. Next. A game. In which, honestly, I really thought they had one, y'all. I really did. Broncos. Yes. Another team that probably should be 1-1 right now. Like, bro, he was hooking up with Marvin Mims out there. You see 2 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown. Marvin, where you been? Brian Robinson, though, could not. Bro, he got shot for this. 18 carries, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Saved the day. Come on, bruh. And honestly, it was a little bit of the defense. You can't just blame it on Russell Wilson. You can see he was cooking up in that first quarter. Everybody was all excited. It's like it got worse and worse throughout the game, though. Is it time to get rid of Russ? Everybody's saying, let's eat the money. He's still putting up stat lines like this, though. And honestly, he was a 4th-and-goal play for, bro.
You watched it. Thank God, bro.
I know flag. He's haunted. Wow. Now we're throwing flag. The flag when he should have just ran it in.
For two, bro. The Russ fact knows. That the Hail Mary worked. Like, that bitch bobbled off four different people. Like, real TV, slow motion. Oh, come on, bro. Everybody's going. And I watched like three different Broncos fans, like streams, live streams of the games. So, like, I watched their reaction. And they really fucking went crazy. And it was like all of them at the same time realized, oh, wait, we still got to get the 2 points. Fuck. Like, to go out there, draw the play up.
Oh, shit.
I'm throwing the flag. I'm sorry, bro. I'm throwing the flag. Like, it was all over way before the ball got there. You can't let the game end like that. Like, literally, you cannot let the game just everybody looked at the ref like, nothing. See you later. We're going home. I got somewhere to be. I don't know about you guys. Like,
the game is ended. Just to let you guys know, the game is over. That's what the ref had to tell y'all, bro, because this is done. You can see the highlights down right here, bro. I'm trying to watch them at the same time. Like, bro, look at the way he was just running all over the gang, bro. Like, the guy is different. We talk about Bijan a lot, but Brian himself. Different. Is that guy? Wow.
He's really not that much different than the rest of the crowd.
Then who? Then Brees? Then Kenneth?
Anybody?
They're all the same? Wow. No, look at the tenacity in which he's running the ball. Russ, Hail Mary. You see it.
Play of the year.
Play of the year so far. That'll go down as like number three. Definitely won't be the best play of the year. We just had a Chiefs, bro. Or was it the Packers? Oh! Look at that. Tough. No. I'm sorry because I'm sitting here. I'm really trying. From that angle, I don't throw the flag. From the other two angles, though, I'm really throwing that flag. I do feel bad, but Commanders 2-0. Tried to tell y'all.
No, the Broncos shouldn't have been in that position. They're better than the Commanders.
I told you it was like a 14-point comeback or something, like, bruh.
Gee.
We had some comebacks this weekend. And last but not least.
Last game?
Last but not least, Sunday night football, the Patriots in a, what does it say? It's right here, Patriots lateral to offensive lineman on fourth down fails to pay off. Has replay gone too far? Has replay gone too far? With this play and the Deshaun play, like, do you let that ride? Do you call, like, they called it a first down on the field, but we looked at it so many times that, like, we had to not call it a first down. So, what do you do?
Me, like, personally, I want the call to be right, but I don't know. I don't like when it feels like the cameras and going back literally changed, like, what everybody thought. Like, for example, like, when Deshaun fumbled, I don't mean to bring that back up, but when Deshaun went over the line, we were seeing whether he got the first down or not. And then they came back to the screen and just said, yeah, never mind. He fumbled and it was recovered by who were they playing? It was recovered by the other team, the Steelers.
Yeah.
Steeler football. And it's just kind of like, well, I thought we were looking at something totally different. Now I'm sitting here wondering, wait a second, how does this make sense? Heat forward progress, what? And now I'm trying to go through my head and figure out a million things. And it's like, if it wasn't for those cameras, nobody would have ever thought that was a fumble. There would have been a Browns football going the other way, which obviously, but they got the call right. He fumbled the ball. I'm just saying, it does feel a little bit like we're depending too much on what? We don't know what? It's like every single time it's up in the air. Well, let's just go back to the cameras. It's like at some point, we got to get these games back to moving. It's like it's 4 minutes
There's
every single
so
time we do it.
There's so many cameras out here. We can look.
We got the pylon cams. We got the shit going across the stadium at 100 miles per hour. We got fucking drone cams. Like, we got all the cameras we need, bro. I understand. We definitely need to go back and look at stuff. But I'm just saying, like, It's the little thing. Like, I want to say at least twice in the first quarter yesterday of the Steelers versus Browns game, they pulled those, they pulled the chains out, and then they, like, went back to see, like, where the spotting of the football was, if it was right. Like, nah, we're not going to trust the chains. We got to go back and look at this. We spending too much time, bro.
Someone did say that. They're like, they're going to have, the chains have already been moved. And the guy was like, well, they've got a replay. They can just go look at, they can literally just go look at where, like, the chains were.
Like, no, but we can't literally go backwards, bro. You're literally, well, they can just look at where the chains were and go back to that spot. I'm like, bro, what? What has this ever been the case? Like, I don't know. I understand it. I do. Like, obviously, but you want to be right. You want, if you can look at the cameras and say, no, this is what happened, penalty on him, that's what should be, then obviously, yeah, we want to go to that. But when we start sitting here, we're doing QB sneaks and we don't know if the ball really crossed the plane or not, so let's go back and watch it for 3 minutes and go to commercials. It's like, bro, what are we? Come on, guys. Like, make the call. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. Let Twitter be Twitter and bitch about it, because they're going to cry either way. That's how I feel about it.
Facts. I mean, even if they had got that playoff, I don't think they win. They still got to go down the field and march and do all this extra shit. I mean, Tua didn't have the best game, but Raheem Mostert was picking up a lot of the slack. Y'all see it right there, 18 carries, 121 yards, 2 TDs. Raheem was out there doing his fucking thing. It was the Jalen Waddle game, but I'm pretty sure Tyreek Hill did have a touchdown, though.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah, he only had 40 yards, though.
I bet $10 on the Dolphins to win. I won $7. It was 17-3. And, like, I dozed off to sleep. Like, I had my AirPod in, and all I heard was a commentator, touchdown, Mac Jones. And I opened my eyes. It was like 24-17. I was like, dog. Came through. Dolphins figured it out. Kept my money in my account. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Shout out to it.
Yeah, man. Honestly, Dolphins being 2-0, I'm not surprised. Patriots being 0-2. I know Bill is a little upset, but, I mean, the teams they played have been pretty rough. Like, you're just not going to get the dub. Especially against, bro, Mike. I'm pretty sure Tua is 5-0 now against Bill Belichick. 5-0?
Can't figure him out.
But, nah, man, that's pretty much all of the teams right there, y'all. Like, wrapping it up from this week, I mean, most exciting game, either I'd have to go back to that Thursday night game, probably, just because it was a lot of action going on. Kirk Cousins was really out there trying to battle. But let us know down below. Cam, what do you think? What was your favorite game from this weekend?
Favorite game? I personally did like to watch the Patriots versus Dolphins. I was scared watching them come back a little bit. I was asleep, but kind of dozing in and out, just realizing, oh, the Patriots look like they're doing good. The Patriots, whoa, okay. Let me really wake up and watch what's going on. So that game was a little bit fun. It was Sunday night. Got to win some money going. So I had a little bias on that one, a little bit. But other than that, I thought the Bills played really good. It was good to see them bounce back. Honestly, I kind of thought this weekend was a little bit more boring than last weekend. Some people disagree with me on that, but that's just me. I like it more when there's closer games and a little bit more high-scoring action going on. It just felt like nobody really broke that 30-40 ball playing this week. Felt like we got a lot of low-scoring games across the plane.
That's a fact, especially in the first half, y'all. Especially in the first half. But that's going to wrap it up, man. Thank you for sticking around for the breakdown this week. Hope you're having a great week, man. Enjoy the show. Have a great day. Cam, say it.
Like, comment, subscribe. Y'all already know what it is. Over X. I'm trying to get busy for y'all. Trying to get y'all with some more content on all these platforms. Make sure y'all go do y'all due diligence and follow on every single one. Gang, gang.
Peace.